Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the victim.
Just settle down, settle down.
You're a bit premature there.
I'm hyping my own segment. Let me hype it. Bra, bra,
bra, bra, bra, bra, bra. All right, what are we talking about today?
Kia ora, good morning. I'm here with Hayley Sproul.
Hello, hello.
She has her show on at the basement, and it is called...
Just a Phase. I love that you're looking at me like you don't know. You definitely saw it.
I absolutely know. I came on opening night.
She has a show which is called...
I don't know why I did that. That was fucking weird. Sorry,
yeah, mate, I'm doing
it's
a show.
It's like you're passing the talent along. It's like you talk about your own thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm passing the baton.
I receive the baton. I'm doing a show. I'm doing a show called Just a Phase. It's at the Basement Theatre at 10 p.m. every night. Well, no, tonight and tomorrow is all that's left.
And you need to get... and see this show. I honestly almost wet my motherfucking pants.
It's a moving, powerful piece of comedy.
It is a segue through your childhood and into your future.
That's frightening.
That's amazing.
It is kind of, though.
Oh, it definitely is. I just have never heard it articulated so acutely.
Thanks, Hayley.
Dig a little bit deeper. Tell me more about the
it's
premise of the show.
It's basically about realizing that you are nothing and used to be so much. Nah, it's fun. It's about going through all those awkward phases when you're a teenager, like being a full-on emo, being a full-on goth, being an absolute hippie, and then coming to the ripe old age of nearly 30, and because that's an age, and realizing that you still don't know who you are. But it's funny.
It's so funny.
Poignant.
Yeah.
Full of songs.
And how is this just
sounds
done?
Quite somber.
Yeah, somber funny.
Oh.
My favourite type of funny.
Absolutely.
Is the one where it's kind of sad.
You're like,
oh my heart.
Oh, God.
And because Hayley's from Wellington and has just been doing her show down there. Because, we're still on Comedy Festival. Sorry, I should have actually prefaced this whole segment by saying it's week three coming up. We're in week two of the Comedy Festival. And...
I have to say,
rolling in.
This is one of the best comedy festivals I've ever seen in terms of lineup. There's so many amazing people. The international artists are amazing, but the local talent is banging. Everyone who's hot's got a show.
Yes.
You had a show?
I had a show.
I got a show.
Joe Guy has a show right now.
Yep. On 95 BFM.
And the comedy festival is on, so blah, blah.
Get amongst it.
Great. Also... I want to talk about what's on this week. What else is on this week for the Comedy Festival?
Yeah, what are your picks for this week?
Do you know this week is a hot old week for women in comedy?
Yes.
That's not just because we're two women in comedy who now have to talk about women in comedy. There is just a hot, 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 hot lineup.
Like, I'm not even joking.
Alice Sneddon. Alice Sneddon has got to be one of the funniest stand-ups out there at the moment.
We had her in last week. She's fucking funny.
She is.
How dare she come
hilarious.
In?
And the thing about her is, like, every time I watch her, I'm like, God damn, that is a pro. She is so fast and just so amazing with the audience. She is great. She's got a show called Self-Titled Volume 2, which is a follow-up to her, like, hit show last year.
Self-titled. Billy T Award nominee.
And
the poster is also sick. Like, it's kind of Usher Confessions.
Yeah.
She's got, like, an MJ collar pop.
Popped collar.
She's got, like, some kind of, like, flamey clouds in the background, and I'm so into it.
Another Billy T Award nominee, Donna Brooke Banks.
Yes, Donna.
Both of these girls you might recognise from the world famous improv troupe Snort, down at the basement every Friday.
Yeah.
I'm actually playing tonight.
Are you?
Yeah, mate.
Yes.
So get along, guys. I think it's usually sold out, so maybe just stay at home.
Or come and see my show. That's 11:30, eh? You could even just do it double whammy. You could just come and see Just a Phase and then be like, and then
just slide trickle on down the stairs.
Trickle down the stairs.
Get a beer.
Like literally
slip
roll,
on onto the main stage.
Slip and slide.
Yeah. But Donna Brooke Banks, she is another Billy T nom, and she's doing these, she's so good at doing characters. She's got these like wild characters and it's outrageous.
She's got the most amazingly hilarious, expressive face.
Yeah.
Like she can do shit with her face. I'm on the floor.
It's like a beautiful face made of putty and then she can just craft it.
Yeah.
Just manipulate
like
it and craft it.
Like Fimo, but For comedy.
That's exactly. Oh my God, that should be her tagline forever now. Donna, if you're listening, you can commission us on that.
Yeah.
Another hot act, Juan Vesuvius.
Yes.
Hopping away from the lady trend. Festival fave, as he always gets called. Barney Duncan is bringing his famous character Juan Vesuvius
and
back.
And he's only here 2 nights, but he's just added an extra show, I can see on the thing.
Mm. Because he's so good.
He's so good. And he's been doing this show for a few years, eh?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited about it.
As soon as the segment started, Sarah poured our coffee down, and I was like, oh. And
then, BFM is fancy.
BFM's fancy as hell.
But Barney Duncan has been travelling the world with this show, and now he's bringing it back to his roots of Auckland City.
Because he lives in Melbourne.
He does.
ATM, but I think this is where it needs to be.
Yeah, totally. And, of course, Melanie Bracewell, also Billy T. Nom. The Billy T. Noms, it's insane this year.
They're out of control.
I wouldn't want to be on that judging panel. In fact, I'm pretty sure next week, don't quote me, it's the Billy T. showcase.
It surely must be, because next week, we're currently in the second week of the Comedy Festival, so next week is the last week. So that surely is when all the awards and
will be decided.
Yeah.
Which, so Melanie Bracewell is another nom, and Two Hearts, which is Joseph Moore and Laura Daniel.
Yes.
And then who's the other one?
James Malcolm.
James Malcolm, who is outrageously hilarious.
Yes, he's great.
So if you could only see any shows, I'd hit those Billy T noms.
Yeah. And our shows, obviously.
Give us a quick rundown of them again.
So we've got Donna Brookbanks, Alice Sneddon, James Malcolm, Two Hearts, which is Joseph Moore and Laura Daniel, and Melanie Bracewell.
Did you say Melanie Bracewell twice?
No. Maybe I did.
Alice Sneddon, Melanie Bracewell, Donna Brookbanks, Two Hearts, James Malcolm.
I did. I said Melanie Bracewell twice.
Mel just got a plug.
Mel's got a plug. Also, I want to talk about the fact that Hayley just did the comedy gala. By the way, if you want to check out any of Hayley's stuff, it is... It will be online soon.
It's online.
It's online.
On demand.
Yes.
Three on demand. Watch the comedy gala. And if you're like, oh, I just want to see Hayley, to be honest. It's part two. I'm in part two. Top of part two. Hosted by Arj Barker. And I bless him. When we did the dress rehearsal, he introduced me as Hayley Spool.
Oh.
And I loved it. I was like, yay, thank you. There's an R in there. Sproul.
Yeah, Sproul.
But I'll take Spool. I think Spool. It's better than Sprout. Like,
as long as Arj Barker saying my name.
Yeah, I'm exactly. I'm Timothy like, you better Spool. Remember that name. But yes. Remember it right.
But right, motherfucker. But someone's taken a screenshot of Hayley and put congratulations to Melanie Bracewell.
Oh, I know.
I think I saw that. I saw that on Twitter and I was like, what is going on, Best Foods Mayo?
Best Foods Mayo posted a photo of me and then saying, Melanie Bracewell doing her thing
is
on stage.
Is that them doing a gag, though, do you think? Or?
Absolutely
definitely
not. And it's just
I'm not famous enough for that to be a gag.
They just had quite similar hair for a while.
And
she's got a fringe now.
She's got a fringe now, thank God. Mel and I had a discussion about it because someone had to do something to look different. And we're both exceptionally tall. I think we should do a joint show together.
You absolutely should.
And it's just like gangly tall woman comedy.
Yeah. Is this a little shout out to Melanie Bracewell? Do you want to do a collab?
I think so. I'm just too shy to ask her to her face because she's...
Just do it over the radio, it's easier.
Broadcast it to
Melanie
thousands of people.
Bracewell, this is Hayley Sproul, your twin. Please do a collab with me next year called Tall Ladies.
Tall White Women?
Tall White Women.
I reckon it could be a hit.
You
know what? You've said it. Now let's make it come to fruition. Let's do it.
Let's
do it.
I want to hear about this next time.
Hey, another show that is on next week that we're super excited for is Pax Asadi.
Pax Asadi is outrageously funny.
He is so funny. I was in... we both were doing Dunedin Fringe at the same time and we were sitting backstage at the goddamn Dunedin Town Hall and he wasn't even doing
What have you got against the Dunedin Town Hall?
It was like a luxurious affair that I was not expecting from Fringe.
Wow.
They really turned it up. Like, there was a lot of people there. It was crazy. Anyway, Pax was sitting in the dressing room and I was like crying with laughter and he wasn't even on the stage. And his show's called Brown Famous.
And it's Fartney.
He's like the most charming person.
From a freaking Dangerous Bros.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's be honest, he's hot.
He's hot. The beard. Pax, if you're listening to this,
Let's do a collab.
Let's do a collab. 2019.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Get those hot tickies, guys.
Get your hot tickies. Beautiful, amazing female comedians on Big Week. Big Week.
Go to comedyfestival.co.nz and then you can go put your city in there, your Auckland and your Wellington, and then just smash it.
Just go nuts. Spend all your money.
All right. Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.